Hey, it's Ren. Hope you guys are doing good. Hard to believe that Thanksgiving is like next week. Yesterday was the beginning of November, right? I mean, time is flying by. I've been getting a lot of emails from a lot of people lately that are going through a lot of things, which is completely understandable. It's been a very unique year, to say the least. And I've talked to a lot of friends and, you know, just, you know, heard conversations on the street that a lot of people are really struggling with a lot of things on the inside and stresses and worries for all kinds of different reasons. And I started to think about that. And I think all of this that's been going on this year has really started to uncover a lot of things that people have been dealing with for many, many years. The things that we've been holding on to, burying deep down, all the junk we've been carrying around with us has started to come out. And I think that's actually a good thing. So if there's a silver lining to this year, it's that it's giving a lot of people a chance to just stop for a moment and look inward and start to deal with or digest a lot of these things that we've all been carrying around with us for so long. So a lot of people that email me or friends or even sometimes people on the street will ask my advice and want my opinion and things like that. And I'm always glad to listen. Always. Absolutely. If you have something on your mind, talk to me about it. I'm here for you. Always am. But my advice may not always fit everybody, you know? The truth, your truth, what's best for you, you'll find within you. Some things I say may resonate with you, may help you to think of some things in a different way, maybe. And it may help. Maybe exactly what you want to hear that's going to help you. But it may not, and that's okay. But if it helps one person out there that's struggling, then it's worth it. So one thing I've realized through a lot of the emails that I've been getting from listeners out there and hearing from friends too, is that people are having a hard time sleeping these days. There's just so much going on. It's hard to calm the mind, you know, and help you get to sleep and then to sleep good on top of that. And I get it. I've been there too, for sure. But you know, one thing that I learned that has helped me is to be still. Just be still. And I know, you know, really in a way that's the opposite of everything we've been taught. We've been taught that we must do and go and take action for everything we see and hear in the world. We've been taught to think and use our minds to figure everything out. And these days, with everything going on, it can cause us to overthink everything, and that can cause stress and worry. And we've all, at one time or another, been laying in bed, wide awake, middle of the night, your mind going 100 miles an hour, sometimes on something that may or may not even directly relate to us personally. We may stop and think, why am I even thinking about this? What the heck's going on? So instead, stop thinking and become still and quiet. Notice and feel your breath. How you breathe in and how you breathe out. Take a deep breath and hold it. And then let it out. And take a deep breath and hold it. And let it out. Just notice and feel your breath. And let it bring you out of your mind and back to the present moment. Because it is in this stillness that you can connect with your heart, your soul, your true self. It's in this stillness where you can align your own energy from within yourself in order to experience a connectedness with God, Source, with all that is. Once you're connected with this, this energy can support you in your life. It can bring to you all that you need in your life. But it requires a surrender. A surrender from your mind and how you think things should be. And a recognition that that is not what you are. You are not your mind. You are not your thoughts or emotions or fear or worry. You are that which perceives all of these things. Everything you need to learn is shown to you right in front of your face, closer than you even realize. Everything around you is intelligence and energy, and it's acting like a mirror for you. It's a projection of your consciousness, and everybody's individual experience is unique to what you need to experience in that moment, what you need to learn. And if you're caught up in your thoughts and you're thinking about past memories or worrying about the future, then you're not fully present in that moment. And you're not able to receive the information that's being shown to you in the mirror. You're not looking into the mirror because you're looking into your mind. So take a step back and just observe your thoughts. Instead of letting them consume you. And you'll notice how thoughts appear, how thoughts disappear. They're always coming and going. Yet something always remains to perceive them. Focus your attention on the perceiver. That's you. Look within yourself and ask yourself, am I these thoughts? Am I this worry? Am I this fear? All of these things change and they come and go. And when you ask yourself these questions, each time you recognize something that you're not, you strip away a layer, like taking off a layer of your clothing. And when you've taken off all the clothes and you're standing there naked, stripped of all those layers, what remains is what you are. And what you are is an amazing being, a beautiful soul that's capable of anything, capable of everything. I know there's a lot going on in the world these days, and much of it is a mix of true information, false information, deception, fear, polarization, division, pressure from those around you to believe one thing or another and take sides, even if your intuition says otherwise. And many times we ignore our intuition, our inner truth, because of our belief systems that we've been taught or learned in our lives. We've been taught to look outward for the truth and the answers that we seek. We really should look inward inside ourselves, because that is where we find our truth. For a long time now, the focus of our energy has been up in our mind, and that has been serving us well up until now. But now there's such an overload of information and things going on in every direction. We really don't know what to think, what to believe, who to trust. The world is a different place. And we can choose to let it all live in our head and make us constantly feel some kind of negative way, or we can let that energy drop down into our heart, where we will find our inner guidance. To align with that and act on that, because only when we are connected to our heart will we realize the truth and what is right for us. And there's nothing wrong with listening to the world and watching everything going on, but we must look inward and feel into our heart and ask ourselves, is this true for me? Does this resonate with me? And if it doesn't, just simply let it go. You don't have to give it your energy or your attention. If it is something that you feel to be true in your heart and does resonate with you in your inner truth, then allow it in and integrate that lesson or information or energy into your life. It can help us all filter out all of the noise and junk and mess that's out there and find what is right for us. It'll help us see the world from a different perspective and allow us to understand this life and ourselves on a deeper level. And when that shifts within us, on the inside, what we recognize is that our outer world also shifts in order to reflect the new inner state of being. Because our outer state of reality is a reflection of our inner state of being. Many times we wait for life to change in hopes that it'll change us. I'll be happy when I meet my true love. I'll be happy when I get a good paying job. I'll be happy when I get that new dress or win the lottery or move away from this city. I'll be happy when... And it keeps going on and on and on. And if you allow yourself to have this idea in your mind that happiness can be found in the future, once you get something or get somewhere, then you'll always be running to another place in the future and escaping from the present. Because the mind can never be satisfied. It always wants something else. It's never going to be happy with what it has. Even if and when we do get those things, they're not going to make us truly happy, long-term happy, because we're not happy inside. We always try to change and fix things out there, or want something out there, and feel that out there is going to make us happy. And those things are never going to happen. That's why many who try and understand the law of attraction and manifestation get real frustrated when they don't see results. Like if you're looking in the mirror at a grumpy face, you don't try to go into the mirror to fix it. You fix it within yourself. And only then will you see the reflection change in the mirror and see a smile. If you live a life full of fear and doubt, you'll always have a life full of fear and doubt. But if you live a life of joy and passion, your world will become a life full of joy and passion and excitement. And we've all felt and experienced that. We're having a great day or on vacation or excited or in love. The world around you reflects that. Things just seem to fall into place. You have a gleaming smile on your face. Everyone around you seems happy. Everything seems brighter and more beautiful. And we felt the opposite. When we're mad or worried or depressed, things seem like they keep going wrong, get stuck in traffic and are late for work, spill something on our brand new shirt. The world seems more gloomy, we're more agitated, people get on our nerves really easily. We've all felt that. So to change the world around us, we must first change ourselves within. And like I said, this year has given many of us a chance to slow down a bit and look more inward at ourselves. There's a lot that we've been carrying around deep inside us for a very long time. All of us. Every single one of us. Traumas, guilt, regret, fear. Those are emotions that we all have experienced. And those things can hold us back from being who we want to be and living the life that we want to live. So we have to look into that darkness that we have kept pushed deep down within ourselves. We have to acknowledge it instead of living in denial about it. And many of us are in denial that we are in denial. We have to bring those things to the surface. We have to face them. We have to learn from them to be able to truly let them go. You have the power to turn your disappointments into blessings when you allow yourself to process them as learning moments rather than losing moments. What can you learn from it? If you choose to stay wounded, you'll end up becoming like the person or the thing that wounded you. It's that mirror. And I know many of us don't like to open up. Maybe we feel it's a sign of weakness. But the reality is, it's a sign of strength. It takes courage to allow ourselves to be vulnerable and open. Integrity means to be 100% absolutely honest with yourself at every given moment. And to do so means to face those inner traumas and all of the masks you've been wearing to cover up all of the fear and insecurities that you've been hiding. And to get an idea of that, when you say something or do something or even post something online on social media, ask yourself, why am I saying this? Am I saying this to get recognition from others because it gives me a sense of self? Am I saying this to show that I'm powerful because inside I'm feeling powerless? Am I saying this to impress others because I don't feel like I have worth? Ask yourself those questions. And as you begin to honestly reflect in this way, you will start to learn about the fears and insecurities that come from our many traumas and see the blocks and limitations that we've put on ourselves to keep us from growing, from learning, from evolving into the person and the life that we want. Facing these things, these inner demons within us, can be a scary thought. But again, it's just a thought. Because really, that's where the true treasure is. That's where the answers can be found that we've been searching for throughout our lives. A lot of the questions we have about ourselves begin to make sense. But there is no shortcut. You can't go around it. You must meet it head on and face to face and allow yourself to feel the pain that you've been suppressing to be able to turn it into understanding and allow yourself to fully let it go. So get curious about it and explore it within yourself. What am I scared of? How would that feel? Is it really that bad, or is that how my mind perceives it? And many times when you fully surrender to and allow that feeling, you'll notice that there's an underlying peace and beauty and bliss that is always there. And it's always accessible to you. It just depends on where you're turning your attention. And as you find the courage within yourself to be honest in this way, all of these behavioral patterns that have been playing out over and over in your life and in your relationships will begin to fall away and reveal more of your true, natural, amazing self and expression. And you won't be disturbed. You won't be bothered by all the craziness going on in life, by the thoughts, by the emotions, by the fears, because you will be like the stillness at the bottom of the ocean that does not feel the waves and the storms on the surface. Or the eye of a hurricane, where you can see the wind and rain and storms all around you, but the center always remains calm. So if there's a silver lining with everything going on in 2020, it's that we have a chance to stop and to be still and to look inside ourselves and start to work through all of these things that we've been carrying around with us for so many years. As we slowly let each one go and realize that you've learned something from that experience, that it cannot affect you in a negative way anymore, you'll begin to feel more of that joy and that peace and that love that is the true you. The fear and the ego and the worry and the stress, all that will fade away. And you'll begin to see life through the lens of gratitude. You will begin to notice all the things around you, all the blessings, all the gifts, all the answered prayers, all the manifestations, all of the things in your life to be grateful for. Because if you stop for a moment and be still, you'll realize that you really do have a lot to be grateful for. And you know, if this pandemic never happened, this version of you, who you are right now, would have never existed in this way. You'd still be going on like you were last year in 2019, doing your thing. And you might have grown through experiences and things, but you wouldn't have really had a chance or allowed yourself to slow down enough, to be still enough, to feel yourself and to grow and evolve and move forward. And that's a beautiful thing. So again, if this resonates with you, incorporate it into your life. If it doesn't, that's okay too. Let it go. We're all individuals, and only we know what's best for us, you know? But I hope it helped. So if you want to email me, reach out, Renn, R-E-N-N, at RadioCharlotte.com. I'll do the best I can to get back to everybody. Sometimes it may take a little bit. It's no offense, nothing personal. This life's a little busy, but that's a good thing. I'm grateful for that. So take care of you. There are more podcasts coming up really soon. have some really interesting guests scheduled. So I hope you like what we do. If you do, tell your friends, subscribe, check out the website, RadioCharlotte.com, and I'll talk to you again soon. Good night, Blue Eyes.